Thank you, Michelle Spring.
No big deal.
Hey, NBD, no problem. Hey, everybody, WTUZ.com is where we're streaming live all the time. Streaming services brought to you by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local all-state agency. Remember, podcast section two. If you missed anything from this morning, when we talked about the ACMs, also what's number one from over the weekend, that all will be up. Podcasts at WTUZ.com. By the way, Big Z Sports was busy on Friday. New Claymont head football coach John McCluskey was live in studio. That's all in the podcast section. And the owner of Bottoms Up Bar and Grill, who will be hosting our Big Z Sports draft party on April the 26th, he was in studio with us as well. That's up there for you to see, so you guys can get all the info. You plan on being there Thursday?
I'm going to be there.
You're darn tootin'. You plan on being there?
Yeah, my husband and I will be there.
He a Browns fan?
Me or him?
Well, let's start with you. I know you are, begrudgedly. Just like the rest of us.
It's one of those things.
Just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Okay, what about your hubby?
No, he likes the Cowboys.
Well, he's not invited? Cowboys?
Yeah, I'm not really sure yet.
What is his problem?
I don't know. That's been his team since he was a kid.
It's America's team.
Right.
America's team.
Listen, I mean, as long as he has somebody that actually wins, game in a season, I guess he.
Right.
Guess he has that going for him. Hey guys, you can text us too. Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. We mentioned Kareem Abdul-Jabbar earlier today, right?
It's his birthday.
I threw those away over there. I think
he's 71.
Look at the memory on you. You know what? That's why we're keeping you around, Michelle. That and for many other reasons.
Because I thought it was so shocking. I didn't realize he was that old.
He's up there in age. I do believe the all-time leading scorer in, you know, maybe number two, actually. Number two all-time leading scorer in NBA history.
Who'd be number one? Kobe?
No, I think it's Karl Malone.
Oh, yeah.
Nicknamed the mailman.
Isn't he the emblem, the NBA?
No, Jerry West is.
Oh,
should I just go ahead and... Hey, Siri, who are the top leading scorers in NBA history?
Here are the scores from the first round.
No, I don't want the dang scores from yesterday. I don't want the scores from yesterday's game. I don't want to hear that Cavs score again. No.
Oh, my God.
Siri, shut up. I didn't want to hear
that. You'll me Google it? I can Google it.
Yeah, if you want, whatever. But hey, why you Google that? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is relevant again for another reason, not only because it's his birthday, but on Friday, Dancing with the Stars.
I saw that.
Otherwise known as DWTS, right?
Yep. Do you watch?
I mean, occasionally, but this year I may, now that it's the all-athletes edition of Dancing with the Stars. Here's the deal. Some of the athletes, though...
Tonya Harding,
She's the most notable one. The most notable one. I wonder what she'll do. She'll go at any lengths and at all costs to get that victory, the mirror ball trophy. Look what she did to get a gold medal. Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, watch your knees.
Right.
Watch your ankles.
Gosh.
But those are two who will be taking part in the All-Athletes edition. Do you have that list over there?
I do.
All right.
You were right. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is number one. Malone is two.
I thought Karl Malone was one. So,
no?
I had it flipped around. I said Malone one, Abdul-Jabbar.
I didn't know Kobe was above Michael.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Give me the top five real quick.
Top five would be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Malone, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and then it stops.
Was Jordan the fifth one?
He's the fourth. I can't get the fifth.
All right. No harm, no foul. It's all good.
Sports!
LeBron's like seven.
Oh, it's Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt the Stilt.
Yep. LeBron James is close. He's right after Wilt, it's Dirk
Nowitzki. Yeah.
Thank you. And then it's LeBron.
LeBron James.
He's not far behind.
Gotcha. I wonder where he'll end up when it's all said and done. But anyways, more athletes. LeBron not taking part in Dancing with the Stars. Although if he did, he'd probably win it.
You think?
I mean, come on. He's LeBron James.
Oh, no.
LeBron James.
Adam Rippon, Olympic figure skater taking part. Chris Masder. They have a loser.
A loser.
An Olympic loser is taking part. Jamie Anderson, a snowboarder. Jenny Finch. Now Jenny Finch Daigle, she's got married, Olympic softball player.
She was awesome.
Pitcher.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I do believe. Baseball player Johnny Damon played for the Red Sox and the Yankees back in the day. Here's a current football star, Josh Norman, who plays for the Redskins, I do believe. He'll be on the Dancing with the Stars All Athletes Edition. But the two most notables, like we already mentioned, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Tanya Harding, former Olympic figure skater. Have you seen I, Tanya? Have you seen that movie?
No, but I want to. Everyone says it's really good.
I heard it's great, though.
I need to see it.
It touches on everything. You know her life. I mean, her life. Abused as a child growing up.
I know, but that is no excuse
I know
to
it's
play
not.
Unfair.
No, I know it's not. I'm just saying her life is very interesting.
Right.
For those who didn't know, maybe what she went through. Dancing with the Stars, Athletes, premieres April the 30th. Wow. 2 weeks from today already, huh?
They just round that show up. It goes on it's off for like a month and then it comes back on.
Well, they say it's season 26 because they have like multiple seasons within
a year.
Like a calendar year.
Right.
They do it oddly over there at DWTS.
DWTS.
Tom Bergeron.
And Erin Andrews.
Yeah, she's
my
still
favorite.
A part. Kettie Ananaba. Len Goodman. Bruno Tognoli. Is that his name?
Tognoli or
whatever.
Something like that.
That was close enough.
That was good.
That was close.
That was really
anyway, hey, I want to mention this. We all like beaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's part of summertime, or if you, if you're lucky enough to get away during the wintertime. But a lot of times, folks, during the summer months, take that vacation, go to a nice, sunny, warm, sandy place. Beaches are nice seemingly everywhere. Just not New Jersey, folks. Don't go to New Jersey beaches.
Oh, no, why?
I will tell you why right now. The lovely folks at the Clean Ocean Action, we all know the COA, right?
Sure.
The folks at the COA.
Of course.
They released and revealed some items that they plucked from those New Jersey beaches over the past year, and some of them might cause some harm. Some of them, they might cause you to get sick. Others, well, I don't know. You be the judge. You ready for this odd list of things? They party in Jersey.
They do party
and
in Jersey.
Their moral compass, I don't know about those Jersey folks over there. But listen to some of these items they wrangled up from the Jersey beaches over the past year as they clean up and get ready for the summer months. A lawnmower. They
what?
Recovered. Now, you don't need a lawnmower on the beach, folks. It's sand. Going to cut the grass. Wait, where are you going, guy? A saw blade.
Oh, my God!
An empty medical marijuana container. Now, that's it's fitting, right?
Right.
Jersey beaches. You think those are some of the best ones? No, we're just getting started. A strobe light was recovered from the Jersey beaches as they cleaned up. Thank God for the Clean Ocean Action people. COA, as we all know them by, for going out and cleaning up not only Jersey beaches, but all beaches. A bird cage and two fire extinguishers recovered from Jersey beaches. That alone right there, hold on. That alone is just a Saturday night in and of itself. A lawnmower, saw blade, empty medical marijuana container, and strobe light, of course. Yeah, strobe light. The bird cage with no birds, mind you, and two fire extinguishers. But wait till there's more. Other items included a plastic statue of the Hindu god Vishnu. Don't know where that
who
name came.
That?
Somebody who was visiting from overseas, probably Jersey Beach, maybe left it behind. A cheese grater, a human tooth in a box.
Ew!
That might cause somebody to. I mean, that might lead to an investigation of some sort.
Right.
You would think so. Whose tooth is this? Also, blood vials, dentures, a knee brace, pill bottles, a surgical mask. Eye drops, basically enough items to stock a small medical clinic if you really...
Goodness gracious.
...really wanted to. Women's jewelry, bags of costume jewelry, a belly ring. That hurt if it was ripped out or however it was removed. Fake mustache, the list goes on and on. Nail clippers, perfume samples. Anyway,
nail clippers?
Thanks to the Clean Ocean Action people. Gosh, if it weren't for those folks... You'd be swimming in a Jersey beach. Shark! Shark! No, it's a lawnmower. Sorry. And everybody freaked out. Just a saw blade.
Oh, my God.
Just a saw blade, everybody.
Could you imagine you swimming and come across a lawnmower in the ocean?
Oceans freak me out anyway.
Me too, because you can't see what's underneath.
That's why
I like a pool.
Yeah, for sure. You can see through everything. You
right.
You can see down to the bottom. Listen, because I've never been to a fancy beach where the water is crystal clear. I've never been to a Caribbean island or a, you know what I mean?
Right.
A fancy place like that. Just North Carolina and Florida beaches. Texas beaches, those are the worst.
Why?
Because they're just dirty. They just really aren't. The Gulf, I mean, obviously, the only side of Texas beach, the Gulf side. What I was trying to say was, they're filthy, everybody. They're disgusting.
That's good to know.
Just letting you know that. So if you ever want to take a vacation to Texas beaches, maybe ask me first. I'll steer you astray. But anyway, hey, Babbling Brook is right around the corner with Z News. I was aware she did not watch the ACMs last night. Shame
what?
On her. She didn't stay up
Why
late.
Not?
Like
she
you
was
and
smart.
I. We'll see what she has to say for herself. 99.9 WTUZ. Babbling Brook in the house. What is up, Brooke? Hold on.
Come on, turn me on. There we go.
Sorry, I'm new at this.
Okay.
I'm new. It's my first day.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Great. Oh, weekend fantastic?
It was good.
Michelle's dying over there. We're both tired. We stayed up late watching the ACMs. Look
yeah.
at her. She's got her blankie. We literally just woke her up.
Yeah.
You didn't stay up and watch.
I would have, but yeah, I wasn't feeling too good last night, so I had to go to bed.
You're all better now?
I feel good today.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I slept it off, I guess.
Okay, well, let me recap for you, ACMs, before
yeah.
we get to Z News. I'll recap for you.
Okay.
I have the list of winners. I won't go through that for you, because that'd be redundant. I already did that.
Yes.
But Reba did great.
Oh, good.
Blake and Gwen were there, and Miranda was close by.
Ah.
So that was interesting.
Yes.
They did a whole bunch of performances before they even handed out an award, which was kind of odd.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood. Nailed it. Got like a standing O.
Oh, good.
Her
What'd she sing?
Her legs look good. Her,
How was her face?
Her, listen, we didn't notice a scar. Didn't notice anything. Michelle didn't notice anything.
What was the big deal?
I don't know. Well, I'm gonna have to watch that performance over and over and over and over again to determine.
You don't even know what she's saying, do you?
Yeah, her song, her new song, Cry Pretty.
Okay.
And, also, who else did fat? All the, flashbacks were good. 25 years ago, they did a few. Few songs that were hits back in 1993, but quite possibly the biggest story of the night was Chris Stapleton, okay?
Yeah.
When he won an award for Album of the Year, Sugarland was the presenter. Reba bum-rushed the stage like Kanye West, okay? Back in the day. And basically had this big announcement for everybody there in attendance.
Chris, congratulations, but that's only the second biggest news. You know, Chris couldn't be here because Morgan's expecting twins. We just found out that those little rascals came a little bit early.
They popped right out like some Smoky Mountain barbecue. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't dress up as dress up as the Colonel either last night, which is highly disappointing.
Yes. Oh, well.
But that's a recap for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
now
that.
Now you don't even have to watch.
I might watch some of the stuff.
All right.
Some of the performances and stuff. To catch up, you know.
You do have Z News, though.
I do.
After all that. Hey,
I know.
Good luck following that
okay.
up.
Okay. I'll try.
Go ahead.
All right. In this day in history, back in 1943, hallucinogenic effects of LSD were discovered.
Yeah, some Swiss scientist was playing around and created it. Then he said he accidentally ate it.
Hmm.
And then he had to go home early from work.
are the effects, Eric?
I don't know. I've never taken it.
Okay.
I would tell you if I have.
Okay.
But, I don't know, that's a nice excuse to leave. I'm going to have to leave work early today. I just took some LSD.
Yeah.
See you guys tomorrow. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. 1962, Walter Cronkite made his debut as anchorman of the CBS Evening News. Mm. And then in 2007, Virginia Tech shooting leaves 32 dead.
11 years ago.
Yeah. Holidays for today, we got quite a few. Patriots Day. National Stress Awareness Day.
There you go.
Put your stress balls out, and I need to get some of those.
Excuse me, your stress what again?
Stress balls.
Okay.
Isn't that what they are?
Sure.
Do you squeeze them?
All right.
Yeah.
Is that what you do with those?
Okay. It's National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
Darn.
I know.
I would have,
too. Although I do not have cute pajamas. I have, like, one pair, and then I just wear T-shirts. And pants or shorts or whatever.
All right.
I don't
Tell us more.
I don't have a lot of cute ones.
All right.
It's Mushroom Day and National Librarian Day.
I have had mushrooms before. Oh, wait. What are we talking about?
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah. Country music on TV today. Jason Aldean is on Ellen. Cam is on American Idol and The Late Show with James Corden.
She'll be busy.
Busy evening. And Kelly Clarkson, Late Night with Seth Meyers. Other things on TV tonight, American Idol's on at 8. The Voice, of course, is also on at 8.
The Voice, of course.
Yeah. And then in other news, I'm sure we all, everybody heard about the little accident that Will Ferrell had or got into.
I did hear about this. It was serious, like a rollover accident, right?
Yes, but he's fine. He was released. He's okay. There were other passengers in the SUV, but we don't know who they are.
Was it his fault? Did he get hit?
Didn't say, but they are saying that drugs and alcohol were not the cause of it. Mm. So that's good. But that's other than that, we don't really know. They're still investigating.
It's always a good thing.
Yeah.
He didn't go all Tiger Woods on us.
W-X-Y and Z.
Yeah, I'm sure, though, if things were, you know, like that instance, he would have made some joke or, you know, he would have been probably really funny about it.
All right, well, yeah, I heard it was serious, but how could you not be hurt after a
rollover? I know. Now some people get lucky.
All right.
Yeah.
That's Babbling Brook. Consider us lucky each and every single day.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
You too.
More after this on Z Country.